It was one chilly Wednesday morning on the 5th of May when my mother woke up early to go and work on the farm while heavily pregnant. She was 9 months pregnant, and she wasn't aware of the day I was to be born because she is a baby boomer, and they never went to the hospital for checkups like our digital world today. Women could get pregnant and wait for the babies to come out, and they could only know the gender after birth. No medication, no family planning, and in fact, no baby preparations. On this particular day, my mother woke up and went to work on the farm as usual. She worked on the farm till 1 p.m. with no food. When she got tired, she went back home. She did not rest after getting home, but instead, she picked up the traditional handmade clay pot and went straight to the river to get some water for cooking. While at the river, she took a bath there to cool down her back that was hurting, and then carried her pot full of water and headed home. When she got home, she was so hungry because she had not eaten anything. She quickly prepared some Kenyan meal called ugali, a mixture of corn flour and hot water, and some vegetables, which included cowpeas leaves mixed with jute mallow leaves, nalta jute. After she had finished eating, her back pain became worse, and she realized it was not the normal back pain due to working hard at the farm, but she was actually in labor. The moment she knew it was labor pain, she ran into the farm that was full of corn plants. This was her norm every time she was about to give birth. She could hide on the farm and deliver the baby by herself. She told me that she never wanted to be helped or seen by anyone. It is very interesting that she did not even have a towel or clothes for me. She also had one pair of clothes at that time. What a hard life! I know you are all wondering how she survived without baby clothes or all the essentials, right? I was also flabbergasted when she told me this story last year, 2025. Now, if you think you have been through a lot in your life, let me shock you with my mother's story. Traditionally, they used to store the harvested and dried corn in the burlap bags. It seems they had extra in our house, so my mother cut some of them into different shapes and sizes and kept them as my clothes, towels, and everything. When she ran to the farm to give birth to me, she carried a few pieces, a razor blade to cut the umbilical cord, and a hand hoe to dig the hole to bury the placenta. Below is the picture of the burlap bags that saved my life.